RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks, Kyle. I think Kyle had a take on what I just said, too. He was ready to...
Well...
Said, if I was Xavier Worthy, I'm demanding to be invited to the wedding. See, I don't know if, like, the whole team is getting invited. I don't know how that's working. But I know if I'm Xavier Worthy, I'm getting invited now.
Xavier Worthy's going to say, send me next to Ice Spice.
Yes. Yeah. I want to. I get to pick my table. That's what Xavier Worthy gets for what Travis Kelce did to him. Is I get to pick my table.
Poor guy. Fresno stand up, too, by the way. Xavier Worthy from the 559. Shout out to my guy, Donnie.
Our main man, Ken Rudolph, is going to join us coming up here just a little bit. He's hosting the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame, as he does each year. I think he's even getting honored a little bit, so I'm excited to talk to our man. Plus, he talks. He'll probably say something that'll get us all in trouble. Jesse, sit on that dumb button just in case. Did the Packers get your attention at all last night?
Those
that don't know, Kenny is Captain Hate of Green Bay.
Well, I don't know if
Captain Hate a Packer.
I don't know if I hate the Packers.
You absolutely hate the Packers.
I hate the Packers.
And that's fine.
This particular team, I don't hate this team. I wasn't a believer going into the season.
You don't like Jordan Love?
No, Jordan Love's fine. I just think he's a little overrated. He's a good player. I have it right. Everybody else right now has it wrong. He's not an MVP type guy, but he's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
Okay.
Raise my voice. He's a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Again, it shows that you're lying.
But last night was pretty impressive. And what I was impressed with the most, Jordan Love was good last night too. He made some big time throws and some big time drives. After Washington cut it to 7 around the start of the fourth quarter after that Zach Ertz touchdown, I didn't tweet it out, but I was thinking, I got to have a touchdown drive here if I'm the Packers. Mm-hmm. I got to have one.
Yeah,
I think it had been – they didn't score the whole third quarter. I think maybe they had a field goal in the third quarter, but they hadn't scored a touchdown in a while. And I said, I need a touchdown now because this is getting a little too close for comfort after they've dominated this game. And Jordan Love marched him down the field, made a big third down pass to the tight end to extend a drive, and then eventually just got him into the end zone. I think they got a touchdown pass on that one. So
yeah,
that was impressive, but even more so, that defense was super impressive. And even more so than just the
two
defense.
Two games in a row.
Yeah. Those corners, that's secondary.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of
their strong suits.
They had the Commanders receivers in jail. absolutely in jail. So if they can, if that's who they are, oh yeah, they've got an opportunity to do something special this year. Mm-hmm. One of the things I want to see from them is four of the next five are on the road. Let's see how they respond there. Now, it's not tough. I think it's Cleveland, Dallas. They come home, and then I think the other road games, they can easily
I get it for
win.
You. It's at Cleveland, at Dallas. Then they have a week five bye.
Mm.
Host Cincinnati.
That's the other game I was thinking about.
At Arizona, at Pittsburgh.
They that's could, the stretch. Yeah, they get through that, and they're – whatever and two, I don't even know what that is, 4-2 or something like that. Or yeah, I'm tapped in, but I'm already tapped in with the fact that that defense is very impressive, very impressive. And once again, like jokes aside, Jordan Love is a really good quarterback, and maybe this is, maybe he's gonna step it up a notch. Maybe he's gonna go another level here, and he's figured some stuff out after being hurt or just getting experience in the last couple of years, and maybe he's ready to take a leap. So. You combine that, like I said, with the defense, they could be cooking. Absolutely.
They do have the Philadelphia Eagles on their schedule. The whole NFC East is on their schedule. Also got the Baltimore Ravens, as that division obviously is on their schedule as well. As we mentioned, Cleveland and Pittsburgh in that stretch of games Casey was pointing out right there. But overall, a good outing that kind of solidified how I felt about each team involved. Mm-hmm. The Packers, I absolutely think, are Super Bowl contenders. I think they're up there with Philadelphia in the conference, excuse me. Washington, Washington, I just can't get behind yet. And it's not that I don't love their quarterback. I absolutely love their quarterback. It's just I wonder, you know, we could wind up in a situation where everyone talked about the regression of C.J. Stroud last year. And that was still wound up being a 10-7 team. Maybe this Commanders team is, in fact, a 10-7 team. Maybe they're a 9-8 team. Maybe they're a 1-done in the playoffs. I'm not really sure. Just what I don't think they are is a team that's getting back to the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't think they are. And I think there's going to be a point midway through the season where that's kind of apparent to everybody. Like, okay, this is an okay football team. Maybe it's a good football team. They're still missing something. And now, you know, as the season rolls along, obviously we're in week two, they're going to lose Austin Ekeler for the year. All accounts, I don't know if it was officially confirmed, but all accounts are he tore his Achilles last mm-hmm. night. So he's out. And, excuse me, makes me emotional. I just don't see it with that team this year. And this is the 4-in, 4-out thing that we talk about before week one of every season. It's the schedule thing that you just brought up with Kyle a few minutes ago as it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers. Everything we're talking about is based off of last year. Well, this is a new year with new circumstances. The Packers' circumstance dramatically changed a week before the season started. The Commanders, the circumstances are different than they were last year. They're not the cute, oh, look at what they did team anymore. They're like, yo, they went to the AFC Championship, or excuse me, the NFC Championship, and that kid under center is a problem. Mm-hmm. We have to plan for them differently. And it's the steps that we talk about, you know, going from, you know, I don't want to butcher this analogy. You used it a couple of days ago, but going from a, you know, a D to a C or a D to a B, and all of a sudden now you're an A. Mm-hmm. You were in the NFC Championship. Now you're trying to go to an A+, mm-hmm. or you're trying to maintain that grade when everything else when the curriculum got harder. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that the Commanders are quite here. You have the building block to do it in Jaden Daniels, and I absolutely think this is a plus 500 football team. I just don't, in comparison to last year, I don't like them as much as I did. As much as what they did last year, I should say.
There's nothing wrong with it. They just might not be good enough this year. You know, and they went out and they got some guys like Debo and, you know, thought that might be the piece that they needed, and I just don't think Debo's that guy that everybody remembers him as at this point in his career. they just might not have enough, you know. And like you said, now you're getting close to everybody's best shot when you play them. Yeah, it's different. You're not going to sneak up on anybody. And sometimes that happens where, you know, the team comes out of nowhere and they don't sneak up on anybody the next year, but they're good enough to be ready for that and handle everybody's best shot. Mm-hmm. Maybe this Commanders team just isn't good enough to handle that. And that, once again, that doesn't mean that they're bums or they'll fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah, not at all.
But maybe they're not a playoff team.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll see. We'll see what happens with Jaden. It's only two games in. Last night was a tough scenario, you know, going on the road against a team like Green Bay on a short week. But they're starting to ask some questions about sophomore slumps with Jaden. Yeah. I'm not putting that on them yet.
Yeah.
But we'll monitor. We'll check it out.
Yeah, a little too early for all of that. And remember, like, CJ, you call it a sophomore slump if you want to. It's because he was so good his rookie year. Mm. Like, that's really, there is no metric in which CJ Stroud was bad last year. He just wasn't as good as he was his rookie year.
Right.
So it's like there's this sophomore slump, if you will. There's no situation where Jaden Daniels is going to be bad, in my estimation, and that was shown last night. I don't think Jaden was bad last night. Neither team turned the ball over. In fact, the Packers committed almost twice as many penalties as the football team did. There's a lot that Green Bay has to correct. I think the Giants aren't very good, and Washington wasn't really challenged in that one. This was a difficult matchup. This was a short week. This was in Green Bay, second week of the season. This is a tough, you know, measuring stick game, so to speak. Like, yeah. This was a tough outing. And I expect them, I don't have their schedule in front of me. I could pull it up real quick, but I expect them to be better moving forward. I really didn't like them in this game, and I just don't like them as a conference contender again.
I completely understand that. I'm with you on that.
Real quick peek, Raiders next week. That's who the Commanders got. Ooh. They got the Raiders
Where
next week.
At?
Sorry, Jaden, I'm going to have to root against you. It's in Washington. We got Atlanta. We've got the Chargers coming up.
Those are all tough games.
Yeah, they are. These are definitely tough games. And you got Chicago, Dallas, Kansas City's on here. They got a Week 12 bye, so that's a look ahead. We'll come back. My man Ken Rudolph is going to join us, probably going to get us in trouble somehow. he's hosting the festivities at the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame, man, so excited to talk to him. Cee-Lo McKay, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sorry, I think everybody heard on the radio heard, hey, we're back, guys. We're back. My man Cam Rudolph with us here. Kent, I'm glad you hanging out a little bit, man. There's a lot to talk about. Let's start with this. I should have said this during the commercial break, because when Kim popped up, he was like, "Yeah, I wish I was there so I could ask you about your little honey, your little girl." And I don't know if you did this. I feel like you did. When Katie and I started dating, I gave her the autobiography of Malcolm X and said, I want you to read this. And she did. Didn't you do that with your wife?
Yes, I did. Absolutely. Yeah. Heather read it twice. She's fantastic. She's already a journalism major and she's kind of already into that thing. So yeah, that was kind of a requirement to understand a little bit about my mentality, if that makes sense, my perspective, how I see certain things, and then hopefully be able to relate to it. And her job was to soften it. So that's why I have the partner that I have, because you're supposed to be able to work in a way like that. And so she softens it, but she totally gets where I'm coming from with a lot of stuff. You did the same. You made her
did the exact same thing. Yeah. In every free minute she has that book in her hand. And not just that, I've gone and picked up Amazon package where I'm like, this is clearly a book. What is this? And I open it and it's a book that she ordered about, you know, whitewashing history and like all of it. Like she is all in on it now. She takes notes. She asks me questions. Yeah, the whole deal.
You know, I wish people would really, I hope people understand what I'm talking about in terms of why that story is important to me. That man, his whole journey is the reason why I think it's really important for everyone to understand it. People will focus in on certain situations with the nation of Islam, and they'll use the quotes to support whatever little argument they're trying to make. But I'm talking about that complete journey of that man went the whole way you were supposed to go as a human being. And that's what I aspire to. Like, if you were wrong, figure it out, fix yourself, go in a different direction. Now spread that to the world. And I just thought that's what you're supposed to do as a human being.
It's funny how so many people ignore the last part of his story.
Oh yeah, right.
The very, very last part. They don't want to talk about that part.
That's the most important part. It's like, come on, man. That's what we're all about. That journey as a human being. It just embodies it for me. So I think that's hilarious.
And for those who are watching and caught the commercial break, Ken's son, who's 6'1" now, Malcolm is named after Malcolm X.
That's what's up. His name was picked out before he was even like anybody even saw him. You know, I wanted to reflect that, and his middle name had to reflect my family. Like, my last name, Rudolph, is not my name. My father adopted me, and that's my last name. But my blood last name is Logan, and my family is in Texas. And so I wanted my son's name to be Malcolm Logan Rudolph so that, you know, he reflects everything about my family and my heritage. And so that he will know that, yes, that last name is a wonderful man who adopted me and changed my whole life and gave me this whole set of values. Yeah. Your middle name, grandmother, your grandfather, your great grandfather, your great grandmother, all those people in Texas, that's your family. So I wanted it to be that whole connection.
And that sounds like a pitcher. Malcolm Logan Rudolph. That's a major league baseball pitcher.
Hell yeah,
right,
I'll
there.
Take that. Let me get an autograph.
I'm not even that bad where I think he's gonna go. I'm not even that person. Like, I don't think he's gonna be a professional football player.
Does he need an uncle? Uncle Kenny. Negotiate the deals, Uncle Kenny.
I have good news for you. I've got great news for you. You got Uncle Kenny and Agent D'Lo. You're in great shape. I know how much you hate agents. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. I need ownership
in the Texans.
I hate agents. Yes, it was just that whole moment in time where I was like, these people are trying to take over this system where you got to earn your way and you have to do certain things. I was wrong to be that upset about it, because it was great that those individuals started to move in the way that they did. What is it? Carter Maverick, and I forgot the other
Maverick
guy's name.
Rich Paul.
Yeah, Maverick Carter. Thank you, but they started moving in that direction. I'm thinking it's fantastic now. But at that time, I was threatened. It's like, oh my goodness, these new people are coming in and messing up this whole thing. So no, it's all good though. It's fine.
What you got going on at Rancho Cordova, man? Like, I know you host, but they're gonna show you some love, and rightfully so this time around, huh?
Oh man, I don't know why they decided to do it. I think it's maybe based on my history as a peewee football player. It's pretty legendary in Pop Warner. But after that,
Junior Lancers and then Lancers.
Before I got to that, no, I'd say, man, it's a really great night that we get to share. It's 10 years now of the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame, and if you look at Sacramento, you know you have all these really incredible pockets of talent all throughout the area. But Rancho Cordova was really, really special, and being able to accomplish the things that they did, being the number one team in the nation in 1975, having the absolute best record for the 70s of any high school in the country. They only lost 6 games in 10 years. Like, that's incredible for a super small little town where they were just supported by the Air Force base around, and they just had people coming from everywhere. It was a really unique time in the history of Rancho Cordova. And so the great people in that city, they were so smart 10 years ago. They're like, hey, we want to honor that and remember that. And it just touched me so much, because everywhere I went, I remember going to the military in the late 80s. And I remember getting into an argument with these two guys. I still remember it to this day. One guy was from Moeller, Ohio, which is Cincinnati area. Moeller High School was like the top rated high school in the country in the 70s and 80s. And the other guy was from Valdosta, Georgia. Still remember that dude. Just remember his face right now. So mad. And they had the number one high school in the country, too. And Cordova was number one in 1975, but then those two teams kind of took over. And I remember just being like, no, man, we would have beat you guys if we played you. And just having something like that to represent, knowing that I came from a place where they took that seriously. They competed like nobody else. They trained like nobody else. And they brought some of the most incredible, prolific talent that this area has ever seen. And I'm just happy to be able to share it, because it drove me, like, being able to play football for Cordova Lancers, like, I still carry that like a badge of honor. I'm like, yeah, man, I made that team, bro. Yeah. I made one interception.
And he will tell you that story as many times as you'd like him to.
Okay. But, you know, it's just a really great night to honor. And they're doing something special by honoring the founders. And I'm one of the founders. Helped to start this thing 10 years ago and kind of carry it along and foster it and nurture it.
And
so I'm happy to be a part of it.
And like you talked about, man, we talk a lot on here when Grant is brought up, and we talk about DPH and the Heights and the pride that those people in that community have for that high school. It's the same out there in Cordova with Rancho, you know, in that high school and the lineage that they've had. They're very proud of the lineage of that high school, the sports and everything that's come through that high school. So that's always dope to see, man.
No, man, that, and the thing about those two teams, oh my goodness, man, some of the battles that they would have, not only people would think automatically, well, football. Nope.
Ooh.
Grant used to have an incredible baseball program. They had some incredible baseball players that came through there. Grant does everything, right? Like, that's an incredible program. Like, I remember looking up to see if I could find Hall of Fames for all the other high schools or all the other areas, right? And some of them end up getting kind of folded into the Sacramento Sports Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that every single school has a chance to show this kind of spirit and really kind of forward this legacy onto the next generation, because it's really great to know that you come from a place where people know how to work hard, they know how to compete, and they've won. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, and to be the best in the country, like, I just think that's incredible. Like, wow, that's so much fun.
Hey, sorry to derail this, but what's I got a what do you give me for?
Okay.
Pardon me?
So there's this. I don't know who originated this, but what do you?
It's a stolen bit. But it's ours.
It's a stolen bit. What do you give me for? You rank it's a number of how close someone looks to someone else.
Yeah. Okay. Chatty House can get in this one too.
Okay.
Okay.
When Ken, it's particularly when he smiles.
Okay.
What do you get me for Chris Webber?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a 9. Oh.
Yeah,
I'll give you a 9.
Yeah.
I just got a text about that. I absolutely just got it. I'll give you a 9.
Yeah.
I'll give you a 9.
I was like, damn, we interview on C-Web? What's going on?
A long time ago when I had hair and C-Web was here and he had a little poof up. And I had a little goatee that went down like this, and I was younger, obviously. Yeah, I actually used to get that a few times, and I loved it. I was like, "Yeah, shoot, where Tyra at? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'll be C-Web, man. I love C-Web. C-Web was one of my favorite players because he was so honest. Remember one of the first things he said when he got to Sacramento? Because look, man, I love Sacramento, but I was like, "Yeah, what do the players think about Sacramento?" And he was like, "Man, where am I supposed to go for dinner?"
Yeah.
They ain't got no soul food.
25 points. I just pulled down 15 rebounds. I just dished out 10 assists. Where am I going to go to celebrate? And I was like, no one ever put it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man. He's like, now I got to go drive 90 minutes to go get my vibe on. I got to go to the Bay. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he's right. But because he stayed and the Maloof family went crazy, you know, I think that made Sacramento a destination after they got there. Mm-hmm. But
how long were you in Sacramento?
Pardon me?
How long were you in Sacramento?
I was born and raised there.
Yeah, but you no. But you didn't you leave? Didn't you leave for LA and then come back, or did you just?
Yes. So I left in '97. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, '97 is when I first came down to Orange County.
And you were because you were watching the reason that sticks in my you were watching the playoffs down there, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I made it so fun because I was here working. I was doing this the best damn sports show period for Fox, and the Maloof brothers came on the show, and that's how I met them. And they were like, "Hey, we heard that you're the Sacramento Kings fan." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" And they're like, "We want to invite you to." It was game one of the Western Conference Finals versus the Lakers at Arca. They're like, "You want to come back home and go to the game?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, let's do it." So they flew me back home, and we got to go to the game. And I still remember being back at the apartment we had in LA for game 7 and just being like, so I was in the belly of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I remember, and I love my mother-in-law. She's the best thing in the world. She's so wonderful. But I remember my mother-in-law called me on the phone, and she's such a wonderful, happy person. She's always sunshine. I love Annette. But she called me on the phone and I'm like, hello. Hi, yeah. She's always so happy. Like, your mom's on the phone. Like, I can't hear none of that. Like, why are you talking to me right now?
Yeah.
It's not a happy moment.
That was the time.
And then I came back in 2011. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was there for 8 years doing the news, and then I'm back. I'm thinking about coming back, though.
Jay Will's your second, right? Is Chris first, and then is it Jason Williams?
Well, Mitch is the first.
Oh, Mitch is one. Oh, okay.
Mitch
okay.
is Rock.
Okay. All right.
The Rock, baby.
Okay.
Like, my whole resume tape, how I got my jobs was because The Rock would wait and let me interview him after practice and games. Man, that dude was incredible. Mm-hmm. He was awesome. So, like, half my stuff was me doing packages with him and playing video games in the hotel room and stupid stuff like that.
You still have that news anchor voice.
It's like natural.
Natural. You just naturally a news. How many? You've been in a billion movies. Have you played anything other than a news anchor?
Wait a minute. 3 times I played a cop. I played a FBI agent. I played a CSI, like whatever. It was a CSI agent, I guess it was.
Okay.
A technician or whatever it was. And then I was it was something in law enforcement. But yeah, it's been basically reporter and a cop.
How long you been doing that? How long you been like in acting in the movies and stuff like that?
I haven't been acting at all. I've been in the movies though, because I'm not an actor. I've been in the movies. I got lucky. What is it? When I moved down there, that's why your agent, like my agent, found me in Sacramento and moved me down to LA. And as soon as I touched ground, I think 1998, I started doing like TV and stuff like that. And I would never talk about it. Like, I would never tell anybody, hey, man, look for me coming up. Because I made that mistake the first time. The first thing I ever did was an episode of a show called The Practice.
I remember The Practice.
On TV. And so I had to be there all day, right? And I shot some scene in a courtroom. And then they're like, hey, we want you to come back and do more scenes this afternoon. So I came back later in the evening, did more scenes. And then I'm like, oh, I'm all over this show. And so I call my mom. I'm like, you know, mother, I'm like, I want to be on the practice coming up. Oh, okay, baby. And so I go and I'm with my friends and the episode comes on. And it's like any other reporter scene. And I'm like, that was it? I shot for like 12 hours. That was it. So from that point on, I never said anything about anything that I was in. I was like, no, I'm not going to say anything. I just got lucky. And I think just being down here, it's kind of part of the thing. You're in the machine. Mm-hmm. You do that. And I got lucky and did like 30 of them. So it was cool.
That's what's up. That's dope. Ken's such a like a consummate. We've had discussions this week about like journalists and broadcast journalism and like investigative journalism. And I know how much like being a journalist matters to you. And I remember in, I assume it was 16, when we were doing the lowdown.
Yeah.
We were having conversations about Donald Trump. And I remember like, I can't call him President Trump. I can't call him Mr. President. I can't call him any of that. Like he's Donald, like he's that guy, like he's him. And I remember Ken going, no, like he's the president, like he's President Trump. Like that's how you refer to him. And he was constantly in that, like, I am a news anchor and I deliver news and that's how I do it. And I keep my opinion. I actually learned a lot about that form of journalism from you, because that was such like an offensive time that we went through. Right. And, you know, me, the cap stuff, like everything that was happening at that time. And I learned like so much about how to be that type of journalist from you during that time.
Oh, I thank you. I appreciate that. I was kind of held to that standard. You know, I came back to Sacramento because I think that Good Day Sacramento is the best morning show in the country. And I wanted to be a part of that again. But I also wanted to strengthen my journalism instincts with CBS News. And so being in that building and being able to do that and them saying to me, hey, we want you to anchor the news in the morning by yourself. And so I was like, well, this is what I went to school for. I guess I should probably start utilizing some of those instincts and some of those tools. And part of that is respect, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Even if I have somewhat of an aggressive approach to things, that I don't disrespect, unless one time I got mad at somebody. That's not what we're talking about. You know, disrespect, you know, like the office and what that means. And even if that individual is saying something that you don't necessarily agree with, or it's offensive to you, or it's hurtful, it's still the office that I have to respect.
And you said that 10 years ago, like you kept saying, it's not him, it's the office.
I have to respect that, especially if you're doing that job.
Right.
You really have to respect that. And, you know, I have to admit, I was a little disillusioned because the media at that time, they were going in a different direction. And I don't know if the media has recovered in terms of how we cover these situations. It doesn't seem like we're making much progress in terms of each individual understanding and comprehending what these things mean and what they're going to mean as we continue to move along. And now we're in a situation where we are now, where it's so painful every day. Every day is painful for all of us. And I mean, the one thing that we're supposed to have that makes us all come together, sports, they're starting to tear that apart too. So we're trying, we got to find ways to continue to get back into just having so much fun being a fan. Like, I just love sports so much because it helps me just not think about that other stuff that's happening every day that's really tearing us apart from the inside out. And there's nothing that I guess we can do about it. But I feel like, you know, back to what you're saying about being a journalist and sticking to the rules. And I think it just makes it a little bit easier for you to process those things, especially in that position. Sure. You got to go out and report that stuff every day.
The saddest thing about what you just said is you said the media is going in a different direction, and you were 100% right. And the media hasn't recovered. The media doesn't have, the media's direction should be straight. Like this, there should be no like veering off when it comes to this form of media that you and I, that the three of us are talking about. It's like, there is no direction to pick. Deliver it this way. Deliver it exactly the way that Ken is talking about right now. But as we're all very aware, that's not how this works anymore.
No, but it isn't just, you know, it isn't just how we report on the news now. If you think about it, there's a gentleman that used to write for Sports Illustrated, whose last name is Perlman. Jeff Perlman, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He wrote the book they did, that Showtime series on the Lakers. Yeah, and he's just done a bunch. He did the stuff on the Cowboys. Like, he's got a great YouTube channel where he tells stories. Pardon me. But he mentioned something, and he's an older, you know, white Jewish man. He's been covering sports, and he talked about how, and I thought about this, about, and there's also a story on Derek Jeter. You can watch that player series or captain series. Talk about how the media portrayed black athletes. Now, we're supposed to be journalists, and things are supposed to be honorable. But think about how that bias impacted so many black athletes being covered by the media, the 50s, 60s, 70s, guys who may have been just different. Like, I really get upset when people, fans talk to me about Albert Bell. Oh, my God, he was such a mean guy. He was such a jerk. Like, man, maybe that guy had something he was trying to say. Maybe he had an issue. And so the writers paint him as this, this, this. And I think about it in baseball especially, because the majority of the writers, they were white. And they didn't know how to cover the black players. And there were so many black players. There was a, if you go watch that special on Derek Jeter called The Captain, they talk about the black tax that the players had to pay. That if you said anything at all about how you were feeling about what was happening in the country, or even your own experience, there was a price to pay. And I think about that, like, it's always been there, which is why, if you think about it, that's why Howard Cosell gets so much credit, because of the way that he respected Muhammad Ali and the name change, because everyone else wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. If you think about it. Mm-hmm. And it was accepted. All the other reporters were like, no, we're going to call you Cassius Clay. He's like, no, man, that's not my name. What are you talking about? I'm respecting you. Respect me. This is my name change. Nope, we're not going to do that. What gives you the right to do that? So the whole time, it's always been that perspective that has colored and painted everything, for lack of a better term. And now it's really coming out in the media, and it's, I don't know. Like, it's something we talked about a lot on the radio. I remember saying, and I'm like, how do we walk around like this every day? We all have to prove to each other that we're not this, mm-hmm. or not that.
Right.
I got to prove to you that I'm not a threat to you. Mm-hmm. You have to prove to me that you're not racist. I got to prove to you that I'm not a misogynist. Mm-hmm. You got to prove to me that you're not, you're like, everything was like, we just can't be, just be ourselves and like accept each other every day and just deal with whatever it is that you're bringing. You know. I don't know.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, one of the things that, like right now, that kind of comes up for me, they talk about Kawhi Leonard. And people talk about Uncle Dennis, right? And they're so quick to say, they need to leave Uncle Dennis alone. Like, he's a problem, all this other stuff. Kawhi needs to realize he's a problem and separate himself from him. And that may be true. All that may be true. But we don't know what Uncle Dennis means to Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard could look at Uncle Dennis as, this is a guy, when I was struggling, I don't know his mom and dad situation or anything, but clearly it's somebody that he trusts on another level that maybe people don't look at or realize. And for everybody to be like, just leave him alone. Like, Kawhi may be like, I owe my life to this guy. And he may not be perfect or whatever, but that might be the one person in this world since I've been a little boy that I can trust to have to look out for me. And I just think so many times, like in sports media and everything, we said this the other day, we look at these players as characters and not people. Mm-hmm. I remember when the Ball family had everything go, you need to tell, they need to grow up and tell their dad to stay. Are you kidding me? Tell their dad? No. Like, Malcolm going to tell you something, you know, when he's trying. No, we can talk.
You see the look on Ken's face. I don't care if he's 6'1 or not. You ain't going to tell him nothing.
You can talk to me like a grown man that you are now or whatever. But number one, I'm always be your father. And there's a certain place that I'm going to have in your life because I'm your father. I can fall back to all this other stuff. But it's a long-winded way of saying I feel like they just, and you see it a lot with these black athletes, they just look at them as athletes and characters and not people and understanding or trying to understand where they come from. And I see,
like, I remember we would talk about Ball all the time because we loved never lost.
Never lost. You know,
me, him, and Jason, never lost. But I also would say, hey, I don't have a problem with that man. That man is out there repping for his kids. He knows his kids. And however he chooses to express that, and yeah, he was kind of putting himself ahead of them a few times, that didn't bother me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I thought like that. I was like, man. And he proved to be right, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he said, I mean, of course, a little bit of hyperbole saying that he was going to be better than Kobe, but he was still right. And all the other stuff, like, he didn't need a reality show and all that nonsense. I don't know why that stuff happened. But just the whole concept of him as a parent, I thought was, I was totally fine with that. Yeah. But then again, I'm kind of from that generation where, like I said, my dad adopted me and changed everything about my personality. I still have no idea if I'm supposed to be like this, or is it because he was like a major influence in my life. Every single day I'm trying to figure out, am I supposed to be this competitive and this intense and like this? Everything really makes me, I'm like excited and happy about all kinds of stuff. Am I supposed to be like this? But I know that because of that, man, I found my lane. And I was like, oh, I know how to direct all this craziness now. I found sports and music. I can direct all this craziness in one area and find some joy in my life. So parents are, it's one of those things where if you watch social media, they act like dads aren't around. Like, everywhere I go, it's all dads. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Bro, the real, because I know we're pushing, fine. But
sorry.
A couple, I think when the Celtics won the championship, they were like, Jason Tatum's dad was around? Yeah, he was around his entire life. Like, they weren't, him and his mom weren't together, but Tatum's dad, but you would never.
What about Deuce's mom? Do we know anything about Deuce's mom at all?
No,
they never seen that woman.
Yeah. But the way they covered Jason Tatum up into that point, you would think his dad was never around.
Right.
And his dad, it was actually the exact opposite. His dad was,
I don't know why they did that.
Yeah. And yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why they continue to run with that narrative. That's one of those things about media where I'm like, you don't necessarily have to do that. Mm-hmm. I know moms are important, absolutely, but there are a whole lot of dads out there. Why are we always, what's with the moms in the Campbell soup all the time? I guess I get it. I guess I get that part of it.
I guess dads don't serve soup.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I never made my son soup before. I make him soup all the time.
And, the joke, I forgot who said it, but the joke of, you know, they have the kid who becomes a professional athlete, and the dad, you know, gets up with him, works out with him, trains with him, takes him to all these practices, and, you know, just puts all these blood, sweat, and tears in him for hours and hours and hours, and they make it to the top. They get drafted, and they say, I want to thank my mom. Yeah. I just want to thank my mom.
That's a part of old Bill Cosby bit. Makes the touchdown and he gets to the sideline. He sits down. The camera comes over. And the dads are thinking about all the hours they put in the morning and da da da. And it's back. And he looks at the camera. Hi, mom. That's like really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Man, always so much fun to talk to my guy. Man. That's why he's the perfect host for the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame. Talk about dads, man. What a family Jerry Manuel got. Jerry Manuel is a part of the Rancho Cordova Hall of Fame. He's a lot like Dusty Baker. He can't stay away from baseball.
Nah, he's a lifer.
Yeah, he's going to find a way to be involved.
He and Malcolm were on the same travel ball team 2 years ago. So that's when I met Jerry and one of his sons, excuse me, because he was coaching as well. So we got to coach and play with the kids. And so it was great to reconnect. When I saw the dad, he's like, hey, I was like, yeah, good to see you. It was so fantastic to be able to reconnect with him. He's an absolute legend. Yes. And I love that he continued to extend that and teach and trying to get the new generation to understand the right way to play baseball. Mm-hmm. So it's stuff like that. You know, we have really great resources within the community to continue to feed the future generations and teach them how to compete. Yes.
There you go. And there's the competitiveness that comes from our man. Right there. This is going on tomorrow, right? This is tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll fly in tomorrow. It's tomorrow evening. We have the thing about Rancho Cordova, bless their hearts, they're so, so ambitious. So they turn into a whole week of celebration. So they're going to have all kinds of things. There's something tonight. There's a mixer and they'll have a big meeting. And then tomorrow we'll have a little cocktail hour beforehand. And then we get into it at 7 o'clock and we have our inductees again. Then we'll celebrate 10 years of great athletes and coaches and administrators and teachers and parents. And just it's a great night for the community. 7 o'clock.
You can go to CordovaCouncil.org. You could buy tickets to this. You can go hang out with Ken and the rest of the crew out
there. I have to say, it sells out every year. And so I'm not quite sure what the ticket situation is.
I'm going to press the button and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. No, you can still get tickets.
Better hurry up. Okay.
Yeah, Yeah, they might run out after this conversation. So, because I know you got another little interview coming up later. I'm gonna tell you one, it's not gonna be as fun. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot more boring. So we thought you'd get it. We thought we'd get you in here with the big boys before you went on to do the rest of your little media obligations.
Before you go play JV real quick. Yeah, I mean, come in with varsity real quick.
Hey, of course, you guys. I really, you know, I appreciate your support. You since day one. I absolutely love what you have done. I respect it. And I just hope to see you continue to grow and do what you do. It's like one of those situations where I don't know if I was still there doing, you know, news and stuff for CBS, if I'd be able to be on a show with you guys and do what you do, mm-hmm. right? The corporate constraints, mm-hmm. they kind of stopped me. Mm-hmm. Damian knows, like, they stopped me from doing everything. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you giving me the job if I can't do nothing? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if we'd be able to do this together, but I love the fact that you guys have created this and I can kind of step in every once in a while and say hi and bask in the afterglow of your sunshine.
Anytime you want to.
I was about to say, you got work to do this weekend, man, but when you just going to come back and just hang out, man, come to the studio, go to a game, whatever, man. When you going to come out and do that?
Well, I'm coming home for a week and I'm working on something. I'm trying to do something with Sac State. So I'm in talks with them right now. I'm going to try and hook some things up. How about I don't ruin the chances, but I want to come back and I want to work for the school.
There we go.
And, okay.
There we go.
Program. And I want to help if I can with the athletic department and fundraising, things like that. So yeah. I'm having a meeting about that. See where I can get in where I fit in and just be a part of this and help them continue to do what they do. Yes, right. Indeed. Just keep on rolling that thing and keep on going upstream. I love places with ambition and our hometown has ambition. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, man. So that's great stuff, man. Yo, let's connect again soon, man. Absolutely. Love love our time catching up. Good luck tomorrow. I know it's going to be a fantastic event. And keep us updated on that little note you just threw at us right there.
Oh, hey, man, if I can make that work out, I've got a lot of stuff has to happen. I have to decide. They have to decide. It's all this stuff has to happen. But if we can make those things line, that's kind of what I want to do with my the next stage of my life. I'm not really into the television movie thing anymore. It's exceptionally fun. I'm good. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to find a way to support something. I've never really supported anything except this. So I want to be a part of something and support something that's like this whole Sports Hall of Fame thing, just being part of a legacy and helping to lay some the foundation for the future, I think would be really, really vital at this stage. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Love it.
All right, man. Go blue. Go blue, big dog. Let's go, baby. You know,
love you, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, Stingers up. We'll see y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
That's our man right there. Ken Rudolph.
The legend.
Good stuff. Absolute legend, man.
The legend. Sacramento legend.
Working with that brother was such an adventure. Like just the absolute legit adventure. And I loved every second. I really did learn a lot from him, man. That's one of the, you know, the beautiful things about at least my time in radio is I learned a lot from Davey D. I learned a lot from Jason Ross, Kim Rudolph. I've learned a lot from you. I think if you don't learn through these, you know, Ken was talking about stages in his life. If you don't learn during your different stages in life, man, like, what was the point?
Right.
And I've had the opportunity to work with some great people, yourself included, and I have been able to learn a lot along the way, and Ken is definitely one of them.
For sure, man. I'm a big believer in that, too. I mean, there's always something that you can learn, always something you can pick up. Sometimes it's a bunch of stuff. Sometimes maybe it's one little tweak here and there, but there's always – I'm a big believer. There's always something to learn. There's nobody that is – at least I haven't come across these people who are just perfect at their craft.
Mm-hmm.
You're just always looking to learn, man. That's the biggest thing. And like you said, I told you publicly and privately, I've learned so much from just watching you. You will tell me things if I have questions, but I'm a learner by just observing, man. I just watch how you operate. You know, when you guys are on the lowdown, watch how Ken operates, watch how Jason operates. Watch out.
ESPN 1320s, Jason Ross.
I mean, he should be here to preview the game. But
he should. I don't know why he doesn't return my phone calls. Sac State just ignores when I ask. Like, Andy, come on, man. We want the play-by-play guy on the show. I don't understand what the problem is.
No, that's got to happen. No, that's got to happen.
I don't understand what the issue is. And if Jason can't come on to preview Sac State, it's fine. I want to give him a note that he has to read each game that says, listen to D'Lo and KC Monday through Friday, noon to 4, the best radio show in the market on the best radio station in the country, ESPN 1320.
There is nobody closer.
What is the problem? I don't understand.
It's one or the other.
Right. Pick that's your right. That's right.
I don't know what that Hornet Sports Radio Network nonsense is either.
Yeah, man. We got to make it happen. We got to make it happen.
Got to.
Be out there for the home opener against Mercy Harris tomorrow, man. It's going to be good times, good vibes. The good news is for people like Damien who can't get there, they got 3 straight home games, man.
Yeah. So, that's really good news, because it turns out I'm going to miss the second one, too.
Well,
we're celebrating my mom's 70th birthday, so I will see you on the 27th. I've put in my ticket request for October 4th to be at the Republic game.
Oh, yeah.
We all about the city, man, over the course.
Shout out to my boy
Well,
Jason
some people Booth. Will say we're all about Sacramento.
And that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
When that's said.
Yeah.
Bad thing.
You don't talk Giants yet.
I had a conversation, by the way.
Wait, what?
I had a conversation.
With that person?
Yeah, I said, you know, I wasn't feeling that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cool with him. Like, we're cool.
I got
I'm
you.
I'm cool with him.
I got you.
And we had to talk about that. It's all good.
It's just, I just don't think you think through things enough when you say, yeah, I know these other guys. They're all about Sacramento. And it's like, yeah, you're right. We're born and raised here. What about you? Where are you from? Are you working a job? Or are you about the city?
Right.
And, hey, I wish I wish the A's thing had gone a little bit different. I wish everybody had embraced it all a little bit more, meaning the team. But that does not take away from the fact that when I missed that Yankee series, I knew something was happening in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It was like you could feel it on social media. You could feel like something happened in the city that weekend when the New York Yankees were here, and it had never happened before.
Right.
Checking social media when I was in Seattle, knowing the Giants were in town, same thing. It was palpable. Like, I'm enjoying watching my man Cal here, but I'm missing something at home.
Yeah.
Again. I don't feel bad about that.
No, man. It was dope to see. It was something that I had never seen. I don't think any of us had ever seen all of that stuff. I was all the way I don't know what street that is, but the street that goes north and south where the big hole in the ground is, not far from Macy's. But the point is, I'm all the way over there. I'm damn near by the Golden One Center. And you see people walking in the streets to their cars or going to the stadium. Like, damn. And they got Yankees jerseys on or Giants jerseys when I was there. I was like, yo, Major League Baseball is here. This is crazy to see. And it was dope. It was really dope. Like I said, I wish it would have went differently in Oakland. 100% wish it would have went different. Don't know if this team is going to be here more than a year or two. But in that moment, like, yeah, this was sick.
And you know what? If they're not here next year or the year after, okay, tell me what we lost in the process. Tell me what the city lost in the process. Tell me what sports fans lost in the process. I'm not talking about the city of Oakland or Oakland A's fan. I'm not talking about that. I understand your loss, and I have genuinely from jump felt bad for you. I'm talking about this city and the people in it. Mm-hmm. They're gone. They're gone next year. Okay. What did we lose?
Nothing.
Like, absolutely nothing.
Gain and experience.
And the fact is, like, this city will find something else to get behind, whether it's the Hornets, whether it's Brennan Marion, whether it's Mike Bibby, or whether it's Sac Republic. And I think that'll be shown October 4th.
Absolutely.
I think that'll be shown for the 100th time, October 4th.
October 4th for that Jägermeister Cup championship. And then they still got the USL playoffs. I was talking to some people the other day. I was like, yeah, they're probably going to be playing a home game, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be trying to go to that and see if they can do something there, because they've been cooking for like the last month and a half, kind of on the low. Like, I ain't even really been as tapped in as I normally have. But every time I check, oh, they won again? Mm-hmm. Or, damn, okay, a tie. But they haven't lost. Like, I feel like I haven't seen them lose in a while. So, yeah, man, like, we're going to hype that up. And that's even before this stadium gets underway. That's just going to be a game changer when that Republic Stadium happens. That's going to be fire. And then Matt talked about it yesterday, and he's 100% right. It's different in the air when the Kings are home.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter how good or bad you think they are or they actually are. When the Kings are home, it's different around here. It's different. I love it.
And something is different in Las Vegas. But I am not talking about the Raiders. We'll explain.
Talk to him.
Big Golden Knights fan.
Well, Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us. He just texted us a few minutes ago. He's on his way back to the apartment. He'll be with us coming up in about 20 minutes or so. We'll open up the phone lines for you here for a stretch. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320, and Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.